This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Arizona, Florida, and three other states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 on Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating coronavirus patients.
Once you start to have every hospital full.
Dr. Lisa Goldberg is the emergency room director at Tucson Medical Center.
And you have a virus that is spiraling and spiraling with more and more people becoming positive and therefore at risk inherently of getting sick. It's always concerning because what do we do? Where do we put those patients?
Arizona health officials reported another 3,500 plus confirmed cases Saturday, attributing the number to both increased testing and community spread.
It's difficult when you're watching, you know, people on beaches, people in restaurants, everything open up as if nothing is wrong when you know exactly what this virus can do.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Leaders from around the world on Saturday joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that until a vaccine and treatment is found, no one is safe.
No one is safe until everyone is safe. This will be a test to our values and humanity.
The event includes a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. This is VOA News.